With Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Rutman. During a recent town hall meeting, concerns about two roads were discussed.
The lack of posted speed limits on Road O and Road P was mentioned, and Sheriff Gene Ward explained that unposted limits default to 55 miles per hour unless specified otherwise. He assured residents that law enforcement patrols those roads regularly and issues citations for speeding violations. The large number of trucks using the roads was a concern for residents as they cause wear and tear. The weight limits for trucks in Kansas vary, and without weigh stations, it's difficult to enforce regulations.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a burglary at Paris Park Pool in Arkansas City. Just before 2:30 in the morning on June 28, police arrested a 14-year-old from Wichita and a 15-year-old from Kansas City on requested charges of burglary from the concession stand at the pool. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Norton Police Department reported in a press release that on July 2nd at approximately 3:40 a.m., the Norton Police Department received a report of a shooting that occurred in the 600 block of West Washington. And officers responded to the scene where they discovered multiple bullet holes to the exterior of a residence. They stated that at that time, it appeared to be an isolated incident, and there had been no other reports of shootings or damage to any other residences, and there were no injuries reported. The Norton Police Department is actively investigating the incident, and they are following up on a number of leads at this time. They also said they would appreciate the public's assistance in the matter. If you heard any gunshots or observed any suspicious activity around the time of the incident, please notify the Norton Police Department at 785-877-5010. And if any residents in the area have cameras on the exterior of their home, they're asking that you please check them to see if there's any suspicious activity around the time of the incident. Again, that was on July 2nd at approximately 3:40 a.m. On Friday, June 30th, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2292, which promotes and expands apprenticeships with businesses, healthcare organizations, educational institutions, and nonprofit groups. The legislation, known as the Kansas Apprenticeship Act, is a matching grant program for higher education institutions based on the number of engineering program graduates. In September, Governor Kelly established the Office of Registered Apprenticeship, and Kansas lawmakers made the largest financial investment into registered apprenticeships with an authorized $13 million in annual funding. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the investments being made now will help make Kansas become a top 25 apprenticeship state by 2025, which is a long-standing goal of the Kelly administration. He said to reach that level, they will need to add nearly 10,000 new apprentices, and the Kansas Apprenticeship Act will help them achieve that goal. According to the Office of the Governor, in the past year, the number of new apprentices has almost doubled, from 252 to 473. The number of new programs has more than doubled, from 5 to 12, and the number of new occupations has more than doubled, from 19 to 47. The Kansas Works Office of Registered Apprenticeship has a list of intermediaries who can offer employers and labor organizations help to launch, promote, and expand registered apprenticeship programs. The Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship Programs will hold several roundtable events, and according to the press release, the office will also visit already established registered apprenticeship programs in Wichita, Garden City, Dodge City, Hays, and here in Norton in late July. For more information on the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The Kansas Department of Agriculture has been awarded a $6.46 million cooperative agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Agricultural Marketing Services Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure, or RFSI, program. The purpose of the RFSI program is to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain and strengthen local and regional food systems by creating new revenue streams for Kansas producers. The funds will support expanded capacity for the aggregation, processing, manufacturing, storing, transporting, wholesaling, and distribution of locally and regionally produced food products, including specialty crops, dairy, grains for human consumption, aquaculture, and other food products, excluding meat and poultry. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will work in partnership with the USDA to make competitive sub-award infrastructure grants to Kansas food and farm businesses and other eligible entities, including nonprofit organizations, local government entities, tribal governments, and institutions such as schools and hospitals. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is soliciting feedback from interested parties to identify funding priorities. Two listening sessions will be held on July 6th to gather input, and there's also an online public comment form available. For more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/RFSI, or you can contact Brittany Grother, the Kansas Department of Agriculture Grants Coordinator, at 785-564-6797. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
July 4th is a time to celebrate, but never a time to drink and drive. So, throughout the Independence Day holiday, law enforcement officials have been focusing on improving roadway safety for those traveling across the state as part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's annual safety campaign. The Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Turnpike Authority, and the Kansas Highway Patrol also encourage motorists to concentrate on safe driving habits and to plan ahead before the festivities begin. Kansas Highway Patrol Captain Candace Breshears said you need to remember to celebrate safely this upcoming holiday. She said you need to make sure that your loved ones are always buckled up when you get in a vehicle and don't drive impaired or distracted. If you do plan on drinking, you should make arrangements to get home safely by designating your sober driver before you celebrate. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, the state recorded a total of 2,158 alcohol-related crashes in 2021, with 86 people losing their lives in those crashes. These crashes can happen any time of the day, but more than three-fourths of the ones involving alcohol in 2021 occurred at night, as many 4th of July activities take place at night. So it's an especially important time to pay attention to the roadway and be aware of other motorists. Drivers with a blood alcohol concentration, or BAC, above Kansas's legal limit of 0.08% are considered alcohol impaired by the law. However, a small amount of alcohol is considered buzz driving because it can affect a person's ability to drive. And according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, across the United States in 2021, there were 2,226 people killed in alcohol-related crashes where the driver had a BAC between 0.01% to 0.07%. For assistance on a Kansas highway, you can call the Kansas Highway Patrol at *47. The USDA reports that the sorghum planted area was up in 2023. The total of 6.805 million acres was 480,000 acres above last year in response to a smaller crop and greater drought resistance than some other crops. In Nebraska, 340,000 acres were planted compared to 320,000 in 2022, and 220,000 acres were harvested compared to 125,000 a year ago. In South Dakota, 265,000 acres were planted compared to 280,000 in 2022, and 200,000 acres were harvested compared to 175,000 last year. And here in Kansas, 3.3 million acres were planted, unchanged from 2022, and 3.05 million acres were harvested compared to 2.7 million a year ago. The USDA's next round of production numbers will be out on July 12th. The Norton County Hospital has announced that the specialty clinic will be welcoming Dr. Matthew Wheeler from Kearney Regional Medical Center to their list of rotating specialists. Dr. Wheeler earned his bachelor's degree from Illinois State University and his medical degree from Indiana University School of Medicine. He completed his general surgery residency at the University of Nebraska Medical Center and fellowship in colon and rectal surgery at MedStar Washington Hospital Center in Washington, D.C. Dr. Wheeler, along with Kim Hillard, PAC, will begin offering general surgeries, scopes, and in-office procedures starting July 26th at the Norton County Hospital, and patients can be self-referred or referred through their primary care physician. For more information on the hospital, you can visit their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel. It's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. And our Wheat Harvest Report brought to you by Hitchpen.com. Buy and sell your ag products and services, including hay, equipment, livestock, harvest, and more quickly and securely at Hitchpen.com. Well, depending on where you're at in the state, it's depending on if you've gotten the harvest crank back up again. Mother Nature once again playing havoc in some areas with over an inch of rain in some areas, and some areas still hasn't even started and getting rain as well. Not getting started would be areas of the far western part of the state, either the counties along the Kansas-Colorado border or two counties, two along the Kansas-Colorado area in far eastern Colorado, but they soon will be starting. According to one estimate on social media, probably a week away as far as getting fully underway. But other areas have been starting to wrap up. And again, variability is the theme this year, where we are seeing some spotty yields. And even within the county itself, anywhere from 20 to 50. We talked with Dale Adcock earlier with Bartlett Grain in Great Bend, and that was kind of the same thing they are seeing, but they're also behind schedule. And another part of that is the weed issue as well. Weeds have really put a crimp on that, due in part with the thin stands, and then you get the rain, and again you get the weeds come in. So it's been a combination of several things. The two things that have been positives in this, one is concerning test weights, which have been good, and also proteins, which have been real good. So this will be definitely a merchandisable crop. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The most valuable tool on the farm? Pliers. Versatile, simple to use. The second most valuable tool is a smartphone where you can quickly and easily access hitchpin.com. Also versatile and simple to use. Hitchpin, where you can buy and sell almost anything ag-related. Cattle, hay, equipment, grain, you name it. It's made for farmers, designed by farmers. Buy, sell, hire, work, and get paid securely.
Get hooked up with Hitchpin. Hitchpin.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Hot weather coming up today, and especially for Independence Day, as a warm front gets set to cross over our state late this afternoon. A few showers or thunderstorms possible for the central counties today, and then mostly sunny through about midday tomorrow. Then a cold front will drop in from the northwest and cool things off for Wednesday. As for precipitation, mainly isolated showers and thunderstorms today in the central counties, and on the 4th, it'll be dry to start the day. Then that cold front will move into our northwest counties in the afternoon, with some showers and thunderstorms possible in the eastern counties. Better rain chances late in the day for the western and central counties. On the map heading into the afternoon, low pressure is set up over southeast Colorado. We have an upper-level high parked over eastern Kansas. It'll be mostly sunny, but again, a few isolated showers or thunderstorms. Overnight, low pressure will head northward, and the stationary front gets moving across Kansas as a warm front. Isolated thunderstorms are possible for the overnight hours. Then for Independence Day, we have a slight chance of early thunderstorms in the eastern counties, but dry central and west through about midday. During the early afternoon, a couple of low-pressure troughs will cross the western counties ahead of that cold front. Tomorrow afternoon looks a little more active as low pressure redevelops over the panhandles and our cold front swings into the northwestern counties. It'll be hot statewide tomorrow, mid-90s to about 100. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the western and central counties tomorrow afternoon. Isolated thunderstorms in the east. This afternoon for our northwestern counties will be in the low 90s with low to mid-60s overnight. Low to mid-90s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. Low 90s northeast and upper 60s for the overnight. Southwest, we're expecting low 90s today with low to mid-60s overnight. Low to mid-90s south central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 70s. For the southeast, mid-90s and around 70 overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and...